Well, still on foster care, the situation Indigenous children face is quite different. They're 10 times more likely to be living out of home compared to non-Indigenous children. Joanne Moss is an Aboriginal foster carer, and she told Chris Dastua why there's a special need for Indigenous people to become foster carers.
Aboriginal kids need to be with people they feel comfortable with. Maybe people who look the same as them, maybe just in that environment that they've grown up at home, where aunties there, uncles there, the cousins are there, and they know this situation. They've seen it their whole lives, and it's about their culture. It's about being able to say to them, no, you know, these are the things that are important to our people. Don't worry about this other stuff, or these are the things that you need to learn. It's also important to find out where they come from as much as you can from the caseworkers and tell them a little bit about where they come from. Take them home if you can for cultural celebrations, family celebrations. Financial support is offered for you to take them back to these things.
So other than that background, what other requirements do they need to be a foster parent?
To be a foster carer, you've got to have a good sense of humour. You've got to be able to laugh at some situations. You've got to have a pretty big heart and say, you know, hey, look, these are just kids who need a hand up. These are families that need a hand up sometimes. You need to be prepared to change your way of thought sometimes. You know, okay, this is the way I might have done it, but this is the way I need to do it with these kids.
So what areas do most of these kids come from? Are they in cities, regional areas, or even remote areas?
Oh, absolutely all areas, all areas. And kids come into care for lots of different reasons from lots of different areas. When kids come from country areas, they're very often down here with mum and dad, and they haven't got that family support. Mum needs to go to hospital. Who's going to look after those kids? They just don't have somebody here. If they're in in the city, it could just be they need somewhere to stay until mum and dad can sort out their issues. You know, it can be anything from a day, a week, to long-term, for years. So, no, they come from all areas.
So you've looked over after 40 Indigenous children. Why did you originally get involved?
Yeah, other than to say a moment of madness. No, I had retired. I'd finished at a job and I thought, okay, what am I going to do? What am I going to do next? And I'd always thought about foster care, and I rang up what was DOCS then, FACTS now, but was DOCS. And the minute they know you're interested, they come, they're supporting you to do what you need to become a carer. They give you the support you need to set up your house. You know, you might not have had a little person for a long time. They'll give you funding to get the car seats, get a new bed or whatever. So how I fell into it was, really, I just fell into it. I rang them up, and as soon as they knew I was interested, they came to see me because they are so desperate for carers.
Indigenous carer Joanna Moss, and I think we heard a few of the kids in the background. She was speaking to The Wire's Chris Dastua.